Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for Mad's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 182 for October 31st, Halloween, the Titanium Spork. And now, get ready for Dick.
It's Halloween, and it's also Turn the Table Tuesday. So, Leo, I won't belabor the point.
No.
Tell us about the piece of crap you've fished out from under your desk.
No, this is really good.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I can't tell you
how much mail I get saying, Dick, don't let him get away with anything. Mm. So, go ahead. What do you got?
You're not going to find anything bad to say about this one.
Yeah.
This is maybe the best one we've done yet. It's a titanium. A good start, right? A titanium spork. You know what a spork is?
It's a spoon and a fork?
It's a spoon and a fork. But this isn't just any old spork. This is a titanium spork. It measures from the top to the bottom 6.5 inches and 1.5 inches at its widest point. It is manufactured from the toughest, lightest metal known to man, titanium, and best of all, if you've been carrying a fork and a spoon, you no longer need to do both. All you need to do is carry the titanium spork. Never tarnishes, never dents, never crumbles, never rusts. The titanium spork.
Right. Now, when I said you reached under your desk for any piece of crap,
yeah,
I thought it was a joke.
No.
Telling me this takes no batteries?
No batteries.
This has no LEDs?
It's a spork.
This doesn't have to be recharged?
No. That's the beauty of it. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is good. This is all you need.
No. Are you traveling under that ship, or are you on? Are you brain dead?
Okay. I have to go make a phone call to the French Laundry now, dude.
Yeah, I think you better. I think earlier when you said I don't think I have something good, I thought you were like putting me on.
No,
you
this
don't
is
have
good.
Something.
It's only $8.99.
Overpriced?
No, it's titanium. And it's available. Look, you go to thinkgeek.com. That's where this is from, thinkgeek.com.
Yeah.
And they have images of this titanium spork actually puncturing a cardboard box.
So what are we saying now? It's like the equivalent of an Open X?
Well, no, you couldn't open anything with it, but you could puncture almost anything with it. It's titanium. That's harder than steel, you know.
This is harder to believe than anything you've done before.
I just had to give you one really crappy gadget to give you some
scope.
Yeah,
that was El Crapo Plus.
Okay, there you go.
Maybe I'll get that. ElCrapoPlus.com. Let me see if that's available.
The podcast that makes its own El Crapo.
Okay.
Happy Halloween, Nick.
Yeah, that's very good.
I did that for you. Oh, I could have had a good gadget.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. I bet you we gave you 20 minutes, you couldn't find something in that hellhole.
Right. Have I told you about my Buddha box?
Played with your Buddha box.
It's very relaxing. It's very relaxing. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
What's your letter? What's your letter?
This is from Mark, M-A-R-C. We'll just identify him as Mark L. I'm a loyal listener to Daily GizWiz, going all the way back to episode 12. What's the matter, Mark? You don't want 1 through 11?
That's not loyal. Loyal's listening to every one of them.
Everyone. Come on, Mark. Get loyal. Listen to the first 11.
There's only 179. Come on, guy.
He was listening originally from Hamburg, Germany. On my recent visit to New York, I brought old clothes with me to leave behind, as you suggested on an earlier episode.
But Officer Dick DiMartolo told me to.
Right. I heard that podcast. It didn't mean take him off on the street.
Where's he from? Right.
He originally from Hamburg, Germany.
Hamburg.
And his email ends in .de, which is what?
Germany. So he's still in Hamburg, Germany. He just
came. DE is Germany? Don't they know how to spell this? Yeah,
I know.
That be GE?
Germany.
He's from Germany.
Germany.
Germany. Okay.
We're going to get email from people who say, no, it's because it's Deutschland. That is why it's DE. And I don't want those emails. So we know we're joking around.
We're joking around.
Not renowned for their sense of humor, the Germans, you know.
Okay.
Back now to I'm going to really
letter.
Get the
back,
emails.
Back to the letter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
The hotel I stayed at was, let's say, dirty. Mm. So I decided not to wear the clothes out of the suitcase. I laid them on the floor so I'd have an extra layer. I could actually risk taking off my shoes. Where did this man stay? And walk barefoot without the risk of getting a bad infection. Thanks for the great tip. I'm sure you and Leo have never used clothes you bought in this way.
No.
If you ever need to recommend a hotel in New York City, avoid anything around 102nd and 3rd Street and West End Avenue.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the Tenderloin? What is that?
I don't know.
103rd and 3rd.
No, 103rd and West End Avenue. Just like 10 blocks from here.
Oh.
Anyway, you don't expect hotels to be up there. I think that's your problem. I think you might have been staying in Riverside Park. Anyway, I love the podcast, the Nodcast, the Petcast. Anyway, whatever it is, keep up the good work.
Would you like to hear, just because I feel so bad about what I said,
yeah,
the German joke of the day?
Oh,
this is from German-jokes.com. No.
Okay.
The German joke of the day
from the world champions of humor.
Herr Kunz, I have a really funny joke for you. And it is very topical, too.
Don't tell me it's about football, Herr Kallenbecher.
Yeah, it is. Now, listen. A man comes into the registry office and says, "My name is Peter Idiot. I want to change it."
Well, I would change my name if I were Peter Idiot.
Yeah, but listen. The registrar asks, "How do you want to be called?" Well, says the man, "I want to be called like Jürgen Klinsmann."
What a brilliant idea.
Yeah, that is what the registrar thinks. He says, you want to be Peter Klinsmann.
Ach, and does he?
No, says the man, I want to be Jürgen Idiot.
And that's the German joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I have to show you my yellow
card. Thanks to the German-jokes.com. That's why German humor is funnier than our humor.
Okay.
According to the website, it's too German humor is too serious for amateurs.
It's too serious for amateurs?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
You've got to be a pro. And by the way, this is one of the few sites on the internet where you can win a pig head. So, we've got the German jokes. No, those are German jokes. You know, we have many listeners all over the world. I think one of the best things about doing this show is that, in fact, it is not a parochial American production. We are citizens of the world, you and I.
We are.
And so when I make fun or mock another nation, it is with love in my heart and laughter on my lips. Actually, that could be lip gloss. I put a little too much. Anyway, just so please, don't take it too seriously.
No, we're here to have fun.
We're here to have fun.
And we are pure of heart.
Pure of heart.
Right.
Say that fast. Dick, I think it's time for it can't be any worse, a Mad Minute. And we'll be back tomorrow with a better gadget, a better show, and better German jokes, okay?
I think I'll be here.
He's not sure. He's thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
All right, we'll see you.
Okay, bye.
Hi, Dick DeBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer with Sarah Fowler, and another Mad Minute.
Forget your voodoo dolls.
Forget your tarot cards.
Thanks to Joy Chanoles, here are some mad curses.
May you accidentally use a number one pencil when taking a test that only accepts a number two pencil.
May you always get the same seven baseball cards whenever you buy a pack.
May you always get the slowest bumper car.
May your grandparents come to visit for 2 months, and may they stay in your bedroom.
May you pick all the right numbers for the $20 million lottery, but forget to play.
May your phone number be only one digit away from an all-night taxi service.
May your neighbor's car alarm go off in the dead of the night while he's away on vacation.
May the Mad Minutes continue to play even after you shut off your radio.
Oh, that's a curse. Till next time, Dick DeBartolo and Sarah Fowler on the Mad Minute. Bye!
D-A-I-L.
Why? It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.